today we're going to talk about the Neely Kenyon Research Farm Field Day, which is coming up this coming Tuesday, August 23rd. Aaron Soigling is with us. He's an Iowa State University Extension agronomist, and out of his office there at the Armstrong Research Farm, he has been helping to coordinate this field day. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You bet. You're welcome, Jim.
We've had rain, we've had heat, we've had lots of humidity, we've had, we had some early season, I hate to call it drought, but we had an awful dry June after, and then followed it up with a wet July. We've had a little bit of everything this growing season, so how are things at the Neely Kenyon Farm?
You know, they look pretty well, and that's an opportunity for folks, if they would like to come on out to the field day, we're going to talk about a lot of the topics you just pointed out.
Well, and that's the beauty of a research farm, is you get an opportunity to experience in a protected environment all the extremes and all the bad stuff, and that turns into good stuff with research.
That's true. That's true. Oftentimes, you know, people are always looking for that silver bullet, and I tell people, I don't know that we found that, but we've definitely learned some things that you don't want to do. So I don't know that we have all the answers, but we're striving for that.
The field day at the Neely Kenyon Farm is coming up, as I mentioned earlier, on Tuesday, August 23rd. And the farm, of course, located just a little south of Greenfield. We'll get into that a little bit later on. It's pretty easy to find. But it's going to focus on what this time around? What things will you be looking at?
You know, we're going to look at a variety of things. We're going to talk a little bit about cover crops. We got some cover crops that we established our last fall there, and then we went ahead and planted corn into that. We tried some spring cover crops, and those are something that we're going to talk about, i.e. using a legume spring planted as well as something like rye spring planted. So we're going to talk in detail about the cover crops. We're going to talk a little bit about the year in review, I guess you could say, to this point. There's a lot of discussion that we've got a really good corn crop out here, a record, depending on who you want to listen to. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the weather, some things that we've seen this year that we've learned from the past and how that's going to impact corn and soybean production in particular. We're also going to look at the Prairie Strips Project, which is a conservation project that we've got started established on the farm over there. So that's something that's going to be new for visitors. And then we've always traditionally had a portion of the program dedicated to organic producers. And Dr. Kathleen Dell will talk a little bit about some organic production there at the farm that's been going on for quite a while.
Are a lot of these topics things that you've been asked about?
Yeah, they are. And that's one thing we kind of tried to focus a little bit more on this year is some, I guess what we'll call is common production ag in Adair County in particular. So maybe not so much focus on organic yet. We still want to have those producers attend. But so if guys have questions or things that they're seeing out in the field, I've seen some corn disease pop up here lately. Getting lots of questions about, you know, where do we think this crop is at? Everyone's using that from a marketing perspective, and I'm no marketing expert, but we're sure going to talk a little bit about that as well, Jim.
Yeah, you bet. The Prairie Strips program especially, that's going to be one of the keys of that farm tour. Is this a project that you're hoping to be able to spread through other folks? Is this the thing that the people have been asking about to see if it's something that would work for them, or did you folks come up with this?
You know, this is something that Iowa State has come up with. This is kind of a satellite, I think, location. I'll preface it by saying that. We have a large conservation project over at Prairie City, Iowa, and they've been doing some research there for an extended period of time. And so what we've done is now we're moving it to some of our outlying research farms. And the nice thing that's a little bit different with this is that these are what I guess I would call farmer-friendly somewhat. So we're not going out and we're taking tracts of, say, 20, 40, 60 acres and putting that all in conservation easement. We're trying to design conservation practices that fit in well with row cropping systems. So the strip is just that, Jim. It's a strip that goes on the contour, so it's hopefully going to help us maintain some of our soil erosion that we're so sensitive to here in southwest Iowa.
Well, sometimes some of the projects that you work on are specific to certain sectors of the state. There might not be things that you can do in the northern part of the state that you could try in the southern part, for example, but is this something that just about anybody could do?
In southwest Iowa, yeah, I think this is a practice that most producers could definitely incorporate on their farms. You know, we don't have homogeneous farms that we can farm fence row to fence row, corner to corner, and not have any topographic changes. We have to farm on the contour. Slope is always something that we have to be aware of, and so we end up with these oblong-shaped fields, and we've got waterways. And as we try to farm through those, we tend to have soil erosion. We get ditches. So we're kind of in this constant battle where we're going out and we're disking these ditches in and we're trying to seed them down, and then we get another 3 or 4 inch rain and we're right back to where we started. So that's what we wanted to do with these projects, is make them small enough scale where we can go in and producers can farm around these areas and basically still get a lot of useful row crop acres off of these farms.
Yeah, I kind of have to chuckle about that, because there are a lot of differences between some of those places in northern Iowa. You could, you know, start rolling a golf ball and it would never stop rolling. It's so flat. But you drive, you know, if you fly up 30,000 feet in a commercial airline, you know, it all looks pretty flat from the ground. But if you get up a couple thousand feet in a small plane, you can see the differences and you can see the challenges that farmers face.
Correct. Yep, very much so.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that the folks will do. How will the day set up for them when they show up?
We'll start at 4 o'clock, and so we tried to gear it towards the evening a little bit. And so what we'll do that is we'll just kind of get a head count, and then we'll take some trolleys out to the sites within the field, and we'll look at those. So if guys run a little bit late, we'll play catch-up with that. So we'll try not to burn everybody up, and then we're going to have a light snack about 6 o'clock or supper, so guys can have a bite to eat there about 6 o'clock, and then after about 6:30 or 6:45, then we'll have a little bit left of the program. So we kind of tried to break it up just a little bit, so it won't be too intense.
Yep, it's a field day. It's not a seminar day. You're not going to sit around in a small room and listen to somebody talk the whole time. You're going to go out and actually see and experience.
Yep, and I encourage people to bring questions with them. I'm one of those that I prefer all the questions that I can get. Don't know what I always know the answer, but if producers have something that's on their mind, we sure welcome that feedback.
You bet. Overall, has it been a pretty good year at the Neely Kenyon Farm?
It has. We like all the producers, we really struggled with moisture early in the season, and that was probably the biggest challenge that everybody faced throughout the growing season. And so we had some of those same challenges and struggles. The things we're kind of fighting now is it continues to be wet. Weed control is always an issue. That's really popular on everybody's mind right now. And when you continue to get rainfall like we're getting, the weeds just continue to present numerous challenges from what we would like to have. So we'll talk a little bit about weed control as well.
I know we're talking Neely Kenyon right now, but at the Armstrong Research Farm there by Lewis, did you see different issues pop up, even though those farms aren't all that far apart from each other?
Yeah, both farms have some unique things specific to them in terms of challenges. The soil types are relatively similar, and so those are kind of some things that we want to take a look at. Soil types are a little bit different, although they farm very similar. It does seem like it takes a little longer for the Neely Kenyon Farm to dry out when we get moisture or when we get rainfall over that direction, which is not uncommon in southwest Iowa. As I move south and east, it just takes a little longer. Those soils have a little more clay. They hold the water a little longer. So it just is a little bit more challenging as you farm that direction, and I think most farmers realize that.
Oh, well, absolutely. We've seen some guys talk about the differences from this section to that section when they own a good-sized chunk of land.
Correct.
Yeah, very good. All right, so and there's no cost to this event?
No, this is a free field day, and we encourage all producers to come on out and join us.
Okay, 4 o'clock is when the day gets started, and there will be some food.
Yes, there'll be food, and we'll have a little water for everybody, so we won't have everybody getting too hot.
Well, hopefully it cools down a little bit, and hopefully we have good weather for this event, too. And for those who aren't really sure or maybe haven't been there before, honestly, the Neely Kenyon Farm is really easy to find just south of Greenfield, but give them the instructions.
Yep, if you just take Highway 25 south of Greenfield, approximately 3 miles, you'll see it. It lays on the east side of the road right there.
You bet. You'll just have to swing around there to the east and back to the north again, but you're going to see signs as soon as you get a couple of miles south of Greenfield.
Yep, it's not too hard to find.
You bet. And you may very well see people being carted around if you're a little late, too. So, very good. All right, Aaron. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the time here. It's Aaron Soigling with Iowa State University Extension. And don't forget that Neely Kenyon Research Day, that demonstration field day, is coming up on Tuesday, August 3rd, starting at 4 o'clock. It's free. There's a meal. And lots of people to answer questions, so bring them all. Aaron, thank you so much.
You're welcome.